Today is the 27th of July, and joining us this morning is breakfast producer Jared McLaughlin to tell us a bit about this day in history. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, Zoe. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very good. What have you learned about this day?
Yes, there is a lot that I found out. Firstly, we head back to the year 1804 and glimpse into the 8th US Congress, who served under the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Prior to the Electoral College undergoing these reforms, the procedure of electing a presidential candidate under Article 2, Section 1, Clause 3, electors got to vote for two people. Neither could inhabit the same state, and it was designed to keep those from voting for two favourite sons of their retrospective state. If that person received the majority of votes, despite the problematic factor of tie-breaking, they were chosen as the next commander-in-chief.
So what was the catalyst that caused the Electoral College system to be changed?
After the 1800 election exposed a flaw in the formula, where electors themselves could follow party lines, two amendments were proposed in the New York State. Legislature, where it formed the skeletal construct of the 12th Amendment. They weren't considered until early 1802, as the state legislature were on an extended winter and summer break. Senator DeWitt Clinton then moved to adopt it and became instrumental in bringing it to Congress in Washington, D.C. On December the 9th, 1803, the amendment was proposed by the 8th Congress, where it passed the House of Representatives by 83-42 votes. It was then ratified by 3/4 of the states, including Tennessee. Really sorry about this, listeners.
That's okay, Jared. What else did you learn about this day in history? Have you got any music history for us?
Do I ever? In 1968, British psychedelic rock band The Who released Magic Bus, which was written by Pete Townshend and, as it turned out, became quite popular as a concert staple. Unfortunately, it wasn't a breakout hit, as it only reached number 25 on the charts in the US. The band performed it while touring from January to December that same year and was featured quite regularly in their set, but it was used less frequently after the death of their drummer, Keith Moon, in 1978.
And should we take a listen now, Jared?
Oh, yes. You will be correct there, guys.
Thanks so much, Jared. We're going to listen to Magic Bus by The Who. You're on Breakfast.